Blog Talk Radio.
I hope this finds you well, and in good health. But if you're not, that's what we're praying for. And we are starting a 7-day series on praying for health and miraculous healings. So I'm going to do this. It's only one prayer today, so it'll be a really short podcast. And so I was reading through all this yesterday, and I really, really like this program too. So I have my own things that I'm praying for, and so obviously health is one anyway for people in general, but this is a big one for me. So I thought I would share it along the way. And, you know, these prayers are something that, you know, I would say at least twice a day, even more if possible, but at least twice a day, and really just, like, focus on the things that you're saying and asking for. So, all right, here we go. Let's get this part done because I only signed up for a 15-minute show today. And I don't want to get cut off talking too much. God, you are the master designer, the artful architect of life. As I build my life with you, I accept my power to co-create with you. Today, I choose to architect my life. I choose the contents of my life. Choose love and truth, peace and prosperity, healing and health. My life is built on a firm foundation, and I will not be shaken. I trust the journey on which you are taking me, and I live with a deep consciousness of your healing power, abundant goodness, and divine purposes for my life. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, healing is in your hands. Now, as I seek you, cover me under your healing wings. Angel Raphael, I ask you to release your healing power over me right now. Release abundant life into my mind and body. Cancel out every attack and every snare of evil in life right now. I remove every stronghold, every open door, every instance and opportunity that may have allowed this condition into my life. I cancel it right now and replace it with the revelation of your truth and healing power. I open myself to you and release all resistance. This battle belongs to you. You are the highest power above all others, natural or supernatural. You are more powerful than all beings, physical or spiritual. Hear my prayer, God. Release your healing as I call on you. Send your loving angels to surround me, guard me, protect me, defend me, and heal me today. Amen. So that's day one of seven. Oh, I do have another one too. And I almost forgot. Let me grab the other short prayer. Let's see here. I think I left it in the other room. So. I was trying to be away from my office because that's where my birds are. And they get excited early in the morning and just want to chirp and greet the day with a lot of chatter. So we are on day eight. This is a really short blessing. This is the blessing for the day. Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters and refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. But God is with me and comforts me. His goodness and love follow me every day of my life. And that comes from Psalm, the book of Psalms. So tomorrow is going to be day 9 for the blessings, and then day 2 for our health and healing, for miracles, healing miracles. So I hope this is a blessing to you, and if it is, feel free to share it. And I will end it there. Right now we're just working on just prayers, and then we'll get back to some other things in when this 7-day series for that health is done. Right now I'm taking a little bit of respite time from other blogging and things like that, and just doing just these prayers in my life. So they say that praying raises your vibe faster than even meditation or yoga or anything else. So this has been fascinating for me, and so I thought I would share that journey with my followers. So y'all bless up, and you have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.